With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So in addition to the scariness that's happening this weekend with the clocks, you know that.
What happened with the clocks?
Armageddon.
Powerball's up to what?
Oh, it's $414 million. We're at close to $500 million.
Are we going
to
win it?
Dude, if we win this, we automatically bump. We're like in the top 25 richest Americans.
Here's the thing about the Powerball.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in a thing at work where Powerball Pete comes around and he asks for $5 from each person.
Right.
And then everybody pays it. Well, so what I've been doing lately is I've been paying for me and you and T-Hack and Aaron.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it for a very specific and deliberate reason. Remember the person in Jersey who won the 1.5 who let somebody cut in front of him?
Yes.
The good juju.
Oh, you're doing the thing.
I'm doing the good juju.
You're doing the good juju thing.
And I don't appreciate what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Because you walked up to me today.
Yeah, I gave you money.
And handed me this $20 bill.
Yep.
I don't want this.
So you have to take that because you've been covering us.
Right.
It's my turn to pay.
You're stealing my juju.
Okay, no. I'm adding to the juju.
You're not adding to the juju. Yeah, you're taking away my juju.
Okay, because you paid for them.
Right.
With an agenda, a plot, a scheme.
Right.
And I come bopping. Oh.
So now you're taking the juju.
Oh.
So here's the deal.
So how do I?
Now people are going, but Slacker, you're in the same lottery with him. So if he gets the juju, you're going to win together. Problem is, Steve is going to go out tonight and buy his own separate Powerball tickets that aren't part of this thing. Okay. And he's going to win. And it's going to be because of the juju of this stinking $20 bill. I don't want your money.
Okay, wait. But if I take
not
that
okay,
back.
Wait,
that,
take it back.
But I can't use that to go buy my own then because then now the juju is on.
I don't care what you do with it.
No, I need to
don't
care.
Use this 20, use a different 20. But you can't, you have stolen my juju. In fact, I think if I hand you this right now,
it's double.
I think you already killed the juju for both of us.
No.
And I begged you not to do this. I was like, dude, I got us covered. I covered it. And you're like, and then you come out and you flip it at me like I'm the valet at some stupid hotel.
I set it
no,
down
you did not.
Lap.
You like flipped it at me. It was like, here, peasant. I'm in the gray S5. It's black, but it doesn't matter.
You'll find it, peasant.
Take this 20, you fool.
So by honoring my debt to you, I just blew
it's
the
not
whole
a debt. I wasn't.
It was my turn to pay.
But you weren't here when he came in the room. What did you want me to do? He came in the room.
You did good. I reimbursed you.
Yeah. But the reimbursement takes the juju.
But see, then, so how do I?
So
how do I come out ahead in this whole thing?
You don't.
Okay.
You killed us both. You've killed all of us.
We're dead.
We're dead. Everybody who works here at EnronCom.
Yeah. Yep.
Who's in the lottery pool?
Oh, did I just screw it for
them? Yes. And here's the worst part. He's going to roll into some crappy head shop out by Southlands and be like, you guys sell auto tickets? Y'all think the Powerball hurts $414? What, $2? Here, I'm only going to buy one ticket. Boop.
I'll let people cut in front of me to buy theirs.
And then, no, you go ahead and buy your vape pen, sir. You're more important. You go first.
So, okay. How do we
there's nothing to fix it.
Dang it. So I blew it for.
Here's what I'm going to do to fix it. Right. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on record and say that if I win.
The pool.
Well, not in the pool. If I win with a separate ticket.
Okay.
I'm going to start a different kind of juju. I'm going to say, I'm going to give a woman I've never met some money.
Okay, that's not legal.
Heard the story about the dude who won the Powerball or Mega Millions out in Jersey? That dude?
Oh, no, he bought tickets for, he set them down, forgot about them, went back the next day or something.
And they somebody turned them in.
Yes.
Well, so that's won. There's this good Samaritan side of that where somebody saw the tickets and went like, this guy just walked away absentmindedly. Here you go. He came back, he got his tickets. The other side of the story is, this guy's a divorcee.
Yeah. He was getting spousal support.
And yes, he's a self-professed deadbeat.
Although he's entitled to that money. That means all women need to call themselves deadbeat for accepting spousal support.
Well, he's just saying, so he got with this woman, quit his job so he could travel with her. Yep. She got sick of him just being a freeloader.
Divorced him.
And then he wins the big chunk of change.
Yeah, he was taking her spousal support.
Yes.
Took some of it, bought those two. Yes.
Yes. So she doesn't get any money from his thing.
No.
In fact, she has to keep paying him spousal support.
That's the law.
So I want to give her some money.
Why do you want to give her some money?
Because she's getting screwed.
By whom?
By him.
No, she's not.
He was a deadbeat.
He's following the law.
But he was a deadbeat in their relationship.
She knew that. She accepted it. She married it.
No, but I think she married him when he was employed, and then he decided to quit to travel with her.
Yeah, he said that, she wanted me to travel, so I have to quit my job to go travel.
But I think she thought he was just going to quit for a bit and then get back at it.
Oh, no, he quit forever.
Yeah, he quit for... So he became a deadbeat, so she left him, and then he becomes the opposite of a deadbeat.
He's
got millions and millions. He's got 100 and some... It was a $270-some million jackpot, so he took the cash out.
So you think he owes her?
I don't think he owes her, but if I was getting spousal support from somebody based on the fact that I'm a deadbeat, like I don't have a job or anything, and suddenly I come into money, I would be like, you know what, babe? I know we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. I'm not a vindictive person. If I needed the money, I would continue taking it. It sounds to me like he's just vindictive if he wants to keep getting it.
You're right. And I think he's basing that maybe that she was vindictive through the process.
But then be the bigger man, man. You got 160 some million dollars.
I would, for the first time ever, I would abide by the law and I would continue to accept the spousal support that she is. Yep.
Your bitterness right now, people who know you, like there's people listening who go, that's Steve, he's a jerk. That's a jerk, I know. But people who really know you.
Yeah.
They know that you wouldn't take it. If you fell into $160 million, you'd be calling her going, and you'd probably give her something for all the years that she took you traveling and all that stuff.
I would draw up the legal papers for her to have ready to sign where she doesn't have to pay me child or spousal support anymore. And I probably would kick back some.
Give her a little something, something.
Right.
All right.
But the law states she still has to pay.
Steve, women have been taking it from men for all these years. They got to pay it.
But like I said forever, dude, now that women are going to have to start paying spousal support to men, women will finally get rid of alimony. They'll finally bring it to an end.
No, they won't.
Yeah, because they don't think it's fair that they have to pay. We don't think it's fair that we had to pay.
I think it's fair.
It's the law.
It's the law.
Thank you.
Okay. A couple more questions.
Yeah.
If you're the guy who won the lottery and we've already discussed what he's going to do with his wife, how much would you, if you can find that good Samaritan who turned those tickets in, how much do you give that guy?
Oh, to the Samaritans?
Yes. The person who said this guy left his lottery tickets. All they had to do was pick those up and take him home and they would have won the thing because he hadn't signed them yet.
That's true.
So these are
really good Samaritans.
Yes.
In my head, dude, my conscience, at least half.
I don't know if I'd give him half. I'd give him at least 10%. I'd give him $16 million, something like that.
You wouldn't have anything.
You're right. Give him half. But this is a professed deadbeat.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to... He said he wants to give him something, but he doesn't want to disclose how much.
So you're buying your hard number was like 10% of 163 mil.
So 16 mil.
That's still really good.
I mean, for... They didn't know they were turning in the winning lottery ticket.
Although my conscience, I would have to give them. I'd have to give them all of it. Technically,
see the guy who's the lawyers I still want to sell the support.
Oh, I'll still take her money.
But my God. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.